Royal Priesthood 3, a covenant not on stone, but on a heart of flesh. Let's look at Hebrews 8, verse 6. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry. Who has? Yeshua, the rock of offense. But how much also is he the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises? Okay, this is referring to the first covenant of Moses. The second, the more excellent ministry, the second covenant, the final covenant, has better promises than the Mosaic covenant. For if that first covenant, that is the Mosaic covenant, had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with him, he said, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, says the Lord. For this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. And that he says, a new covenant he has made the first old. Now that which decays and wax old is ready to vanish away. The first covenant was on tablets of stone, and they were laws that could not be kept because the people tried to keep them in their own righteousness. They needed God to impart his righteousness in their hearts. It's out of their hearts that a man speaks. So God has established the second covenant, and it is the more excellent ministry. Let's have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. How do we begin to commend ourselves? Do we need some others' epistles of commendation to your letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. Here the Apostle Paul is saying, do we really have to prove ourselves to you? Do we really need letters of recommendation? But you have the epistle of Christ written in your heart. And you are our work. We have ministered this to you because God has allowed us to minister these epistles, and who is also, verse 6, made us ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. If the ministry of death written and engraved in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away with. So Moses's ministry, his covenant, the stone covenant, was done away with. How shall not the ministry of the Spirit be rather glorious? For the ministry of condemnation is glorious. That is Moses' ministry, the law on tablets of stone. How much more does the ministry of righteousness exceed in glory? What does he mean? He means the righteousness of the Spirit imparted into your hearts and written there. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect. That's why this covenant, this glory, excels. For that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains glorious. And this is written in the Spirit on your tablets of your heart. This is a more excellent ministry. Verse 12, seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, not as Moses, which put a veil over his face. The children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. Their minds were blinded, for until this day, that same veil remains untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. This is the unveiling is Jesus. But even unto Yeshua, the HaMashiach, but even to this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, that veil shall be taken away. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding it as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into this same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Here the Apostle says, when we behold Yeshua by the Spirit, and we see the Lord in our hearts, it's written in our hearts of flesh on tables, and we are changed from glory to glory. The Spirit of God working in us is doing this great work. He is fashioning this covenant, and this is a more excellent spirit ministry. This transcends and supersedes and makes null and void for those of us who are walking in the covenant of Yeshua, the covenant of Moses. It's a lesser covenant.